The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
So much going on in a podcast today. Here's a question out the gate. Why are men intimidated by women who make more money?
Not all men are intimidated
by
that.
Not all, but the majority of men are.
Who says the majority?
Me.
The study.
I am intimidated by women who make
a lot
of money.
But you'll still date a woman who makes more money than you, right, Anthony?
Yes, because I'm courageous.
Would you let her take care of you?
Yeah, for sure, dude.
Would you be a stay-at-home husband?
Yeah, work on my podcast all day. Kick it. Yeah, dude, and maybe...
Have you stayed home? It's awful. Cleaning house and cooking.
Staying at home with kids is way harder than going to work.
Who put kids in this situation?
If you wants kids, yeah, you won't better, have to you give her kids. Out. She'd earn her. She's deciding. If she says, get me pregnant, you have to say, okay. Anthony's like, never mind. I'm getting uncomfortable. Why are men intimidated? Let's listen to the podcast now. Do you believe in Mercury and being in retrograde and all the odd things going on in the world? Because I do. Good morning. It's Tuesday. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
We're the Dana Cortez Show. And there's just been so much weirdness happening.
Is it weirdness or is it just life?
Well, as I sit here with an alternator that probably has to be repaired.
I'm serious.
I hate to say that Mercury in retrograde is a real thing. Because for the majority of my life, up until like 2 months ago, I was in deniance of it. Like,
but
I didn't think
now
it was,
you know. But it makes sense. The weird stuff happens. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, dude. And how our great seer explained it to us. Imagine trying to drive a car in reverse, right?
Yes.
And that's what's going on with the energy currently, and the magnetic field and all that stuff that we have. And
that was such a great explanation.
Like a bunch of hippies.
Nah, man. Let me tell you something. No, it's true. All of the electrical equipment that we use, it comes from the earth, right? We use all these things in the wiring, copper,
Dana
and everything.
Decided to double down. Let's
Not
go.
Telling
Bro,
you.
I didn't have
it's
a car
true.
Issue in like over like 2 years. And all, and of, all a of a sudden it just goes like that, dog.
And she said it was going to be a tough one.
And I feel like as if I'm not the only person that I could talk to and everybody got something going wrong.
It's true.
I had a week, I will say. Yeah, I know.
But yours is different.
But I also look at Mercury in retrograde as an opportunity to, you know, propel, right? And to overcome things and to get stuff out the way.
Well, you become a better driver by parallel parking. You become a better... So we're going a little backward right now, but it's teaching us something grand. At least that's what I keep telling myself. Learn something, people!
Let's just say this. It can only get better.
There we go.
That's
the way I always look at things, because when I say I had a week, I had a week. And it can only get better.
Like I told my daughter, our daughter, Ava Maddock, you can learn from these moments or you can repeat them. And for me personally, I choose to learn. All right. It's Tuesday morning. And I want to know what national day we got. Anthony.
Oh, you know, didn't get a chance to learn things twice. It's Dinosaur Day. International Dinosaur Day, y'all.
I love dinos. When I was little, I used to pretend I was a dinosaur. I'd run around the house with my little hands like it's T-Rex.
Dude, I started off with a good Big Bang joke and it kind of just filtered out. All right, we also have National Graduation Tassel Day.
Hey, I didn't get one.
You never got one? I know you graduated, though.
But I didn't go down anything. I didn't get nothing.
You get to walk?
No, I got a mail. Really? You graduated in the mail, yeah.
In my high school, they let the pregnant chicks walk the line and stuff.
Yeah,
like
but I graduated late.
I quit
school and went back. It's a long story.
Also, shout out to all the college graduates out there as well, too. Yeah. And we will wrap this one up on International Pinot Grigio Day.
Do you know the best-selling Pinot Grigio is Santa Margarita because of this? We got Santa Margarita by the leader. Shout out to Drake for the branding right there. Too bad he can't do that for his own liquor.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I don't want you to answer the question now, but I want you to think about it, ponder it a little bit. How do you feel about being with a woman who earns more than you do? Now, I'm saying this because 1 in 5 millennials recently polled by Pew Research said it bothers them, millennial men. And I'll tell you why after we have the discussion. Hey, you know, Adele and Rich Paul just bought a house in L.A. and they spent $58
million. Damn.
And I started
thinking, they got more money than we do.
Oh, 6-bedroom house, 9 bathrooms, 8-car, air-conditioned garage, spa, full movie theater. Who bought the house? I don't know. But she's worth almost double what Rich Paul
is
worth.
Yeah, but when you're worth hundreds of millions of dollars, I don't think it's really that big a deal.
It is always a big deal. She's worth $225 million. He's worth about $120 million.
Yeah, but let's talk into like normal dates.
They're both
like
rich.
But like back to Dana's poll, though. Like not all those 5 millennials who are taking that survey are
1 in
that,
5.
category of them,
yeah,
right?
They're probably making so, 50 grand a year.
Like when, yeah. Okay, yeah, whatever the amount is.
If
when,
that,
a, when a person you have salary. A love interest with is clearly making more money than you, it can be intimidating because you see them at a place in your life where you want to be. And if you're not there yet, you feel like you can't fully add to the relationship. You know?
Do you feel like the person who makes more money is like in charge as a man? Is that why? They make the rules because they make more
money. No, the woman's always in charge.
It's not a rule thing. Wait, what'd you say? I didn't hear you.
If you're married, the woman's in charge. I'm sorry. And any man who says that the woman's not in charge, you're lying.
No, that's not always true. In some households, it's not like that. The man,
yeah, then they're cheating on each other.
Oh my gosh. You and I are partners. You see me as your equal. It's always been like that. When we first met, I don't know if you know Anthony, but Automatic made a lot more money than me. He had a lot more money in the bank. And then there was a time in my career where I started making more money. And then now we own a business, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Right? But
I mean, growing up, my mom made more money than my dad for a long time.
And how did that make your dad feel?
I didn't feel like it was a big deal. I mean, maybe he didn't like to go to her work parties. He didn't like to go to like around her work friends because
so it bothered him.
It probably bothered him, but in the house it wasn't that big a deal. And then he started making more money than she did. So
I think amongst couples, once you start making decisions to move in together, get a house together, get married, whatever like that,
it's those our
things,
money.
Those things, yeah, it's our money. Those things kind of fall by the wayside. But when you're first dating a person, it matters a lot because you feel like.
So would you date a girl that makes a lot more money than you?
Of course I would. But now. But, like, for real, though.
I was going to be so mad if you said no.
But, like, it does change your approach, though, because there is a sense of, like, this person does not need me at all besides what I could provide
for her. That should feel good.
It is, but, like, think about it versus a person that you know you could get away with some stuff for.
But why would you want to be with a person that isn't contributing to you being a better individual?
So you can cheat on them.
I've never dated a girl.
Oh, Anthony, but you're not trying to cheat on anybody.
I'm not trying to cheat on them, but that's what you could do.
But why would you want to be with somebody like that that needs you so badly instead of wants you and loves you?
See, I've never dated a girl that doesn't make a good amount of money because I don't want to take care of her.
I'm the first one that didn't even have a degree. Like, hadn't it always been women that went to college?
Like, there ain't no free rides around here. So I want you to contribute half. Yes. It's an equal partnership.
Right? I think if the guy is paying the bills or whoever's paying the bills, I think you are allowed like to cheat. Like, if you're fully paying everything, I think you are.
You're not allowed to cheat, bro.
Yes, you are.
No, you're not. You're not allowed to cheat. If you're in a committed relationship, you're committed. If you're in a
So if your girl made more money than you, you would be okay with her cheating on you?
What am I going to do? Where am I going to go? I'm with her. You know what I'm saying? Like, what am I going to do? You have to accept it.
That's the problem with what people thinking that way.
All jokes aside, the reason that 1 in 5 millennial men feel intimidated is that society...
That's part of it.
No, it's not. It's not that. It's that society has set men up because of thousands of years to be the sole provider. But in the 50s, things changed in America because of the war and everything else. And then it became very apparent that when two people work, you get more things. You get a bigger house. And we became more materialistic. That really is what it's all about. So you take that away from a man. He feels less as a man because he's not the sole provider. In some men's heads, you don't feel that way because you grew up in a house with a strong woman, a college graduate, all of that. Some of us, like especially, I'm just going to be honest with you. There was a young Latina girl who came to interview me. It was the end of the year. What do you call that at the end where you're doing your final report and everything?
Dissertation.
I mean, I'm pretty sure Otto's ex-girlfriends know what to call it.
I know.
Oh, no, he didn't.
And thank God he didn't go to college. Anyway, she's interviewing me and she said, how do you work with Otto? He's so supportive. And I started asking her. The interview turned around and she said, my boyfriend is very upset that I'm going to school. He's upset that my new job, you know, I'm making really good money. She's like, he didn't even want me coming in here to talk to you because he thinks you're too like, I was like, what? And he's a Latino man, Mexican-American, real machismo, wants her to do the dishes, you know, wait on him hand and foot while she makes twice as much money as him. There's some cultures, Automatic, I'm sorry, that aren't like yours.
Well, I mean, I don't have any, I think, they can live whatever which way they want. It's just.
But she didn't want to live that way, but she loves
this man. Well, then she shouldn't be with him. Because there's people that want to live that way, and then that's completely fine. But she shouldn't be with him. If he can't accept who she is and what she's doing and the money she's making, and he can't think of it as our money, as our family, our house, then she shouldn't be with him.
Because if you're a man, you're a man. I don't need to allow you to be
exactly.
a man.
No, exactly. That's the biggest thing. Like, who needs to allow you to be a man? If you're a man, you're just... just a man. It's okay if your wife makes more money than you or your girlfriend makes more money than you. It's all about what you bring to the party. And you can bring, there's other things to bring to the party besides money.
And as we become more of a like a fluid, you know, generation, like those things are going to be the gender roles are going to be less and less as we continue to go forward.
I think so too. And like Anthony said, I mean, what is he going to do if she cheats?
Look at
nothing, dude.
Our friend, the thing about Jenny, she works for Red Bull. And
y'all just dropping everybody's name.
I know why you dropping her name.
Well, because she used to make a lot more money than her husband, and now her husband's making a lot more money. And guess what she's doing? She's made her career work with his career now. It's because it's a partnership.
It's a partnership. You got to work together. Yes.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, wow. A new mental health hazard for the extremely online has been coined. It's called crypto addiction.
What the
Binging on all things cryptocurrency has been a long-running joke. But now psychotherapists say it's a true, full-blown dependency.
Oh, wow.
Crypto habits have morphed into a real addiction that's being treated by mental health experts all over the world.
I mean, my mental health would be hurting, too, if I would have bought crypto a long time ago and seen the price of it now.
Yeah, dude. But I mean, everyone has their hobbies, and sometimes you got to learn how to control those things. Like, if being addicted to fantasy football was a thing, I'd be right there with these guys. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's basically the same kind of thing, though, right? It's not real. Either way, it's something that someone made up, you bought into.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to talk to you about something that is real. In Britain, calling a guy bald could get you sent to HR.
Why?
Yeah, about time.
So now they're considering it sexual harassment. A panel of three civil court judges ruled that since men are more likely to lose hair than women, it's related to sex, and it is actual sexual harassment.
That's right, dude. It's about time we stand up, because there's been way too many hairline jokes flying the past couple years for everybody, all right? Women know.
They're saying it's
not
the
for
same.
Me.
They're saying that it's the same thing as like commenting on a woman's chest.
Yeah, you can't say anything about her weight, so don't say anything about my hairline, Sandra.
Who's Sandra?
Okay. I don't know. I just went with it. All right, man. We'll keep the crazy court cases going. We'll go to India, where a couple is suing their son and his wife for not providing them a grandchild after 6 years of marriage.
Come on, man.
All right, the couple said they used up their whole life savings raising their son. They paid for his pilot training and the couple's lavish wedding as well too. And after year six of no grandson, they are now demanding over $650,000, claiming that they wanted a grandchild to play with when they retired.
Oh. Are you sure they're not Mexican?
I swear automatic. I was going to ask the same question. And then I thought, no, they're not, or they would have already given him a grandchild.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kourtney Kardashian is officially married to Travis Barker. Why was the Kardashian clan not invited? Or why are they not in the photos, rather? All right, I got this story and more. Best Gossip, Daily Dirt, Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
We got DJ Academic celebrating his birthday. Hey. Kuji Tran also celebrating her birthday. And on this day in 1956, the legendary Bob Saget was born. May he rest in peace.
All right, so we had such a good conversation with Jack Harlow. We talked about Drake being drunk at the Derby. Congrats, Jack Harlow has the number one song in the country with First Class. And DJ Automatic even asked him, how do you feel about being the biggest white rapper in the game right now?
I think there's pros and cons. Everyone knows about the privilege that comes with being not only a white artist, but a white human. I do think that, you know, I have more to prove. I have to really bring it in certain aspects. There's so many advantages that come with it, too. I think it's double-edged. I think there's nuance to it. I don't think that it's just one thing. I think there's a lot of nuance to it.
It's amazing to me how he took that deep breath first and then he answered. And he's right. There's pros and there's cons. And love him or hate him, he's doing it. Number one song in the country, you know
and
what I'm saying?
Jack Harlow's also putting in the work that any artist should be putting in at his level, too. He goes to every award show. He does every interview.
He sat down with us and had the conversation.
Yes.
Go watch it on our YouTube channel, Dana Cortez Show. Subscribe. It's a free channel. Speaking of great artists, let's talk about one of the greatest, literally, I think, of our generation, Kendrick Lamar. Set to sell over 300,000 copies of Mr. Morale and the Big Stepper. And he is the number one streaming artist this week, obviously, here in this country.
I've listened to the album about 4 or 5 times now.
Love it.
I love it. It's great from beginning to end.
Automatic will play it, but then he'll stop. See when he says this, and see when he says that. And that it's layers.
I think one of the most important things he did was add that Kodak Black feature to make sure
that Silent Hill, that's got to be the single.
Because to make sure he pulls in a little bit of the younger audience, too. Because a lot of it is kind of like dad rap. So it is dope.
there's a lot of dad, but it's kind of like he did with Kodak what J. Cole did with 21 Savage.
Yes, that's a good analogy, DJ Automatic. And also, I don't know if it's more dad rap or therapy rap. It's him coming to terms with, I'm not going to make another Good Kid, Bad City. I'm not going to make another damn, and it's okay. You know what I'm saying? That's what I get from it. And there's a lot of trauma in there, too.
When he was talking about getting through the writer's block, and then he had to search for God, and this is God's voice, that was pretty cool, too.
Beautiful. Congratulations to Kendrick. And also, congratulations, Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker. They got married! Hey. Santa Barbara Courthouse. He's just wearing a tux. She's wearing his little white mini dress.
Well, wait.
MJ was there, the grandma. Travis's dad was there.
I thought they did something in Vegas, though.
They did.
They did, but it wasn't official. They didn't have, like, a license. So they did it in Santa Barbara. And they're going to have another ceremony in Italy for the cameras for Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
It's like the wedding tour.
Damn, wait for the divorce one.
Anthony, don't put sauce on their marriage, man. Man, you've been talking to Scott, huh?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What happens to your body if you drink coffee first thing in the morning? I will give you a little hint. It's not good. So stand by for this. It's in case you missed it. These are three stories you need to know, not just the BS that every publication, every, oh my gosh, this is breaking news. These are real stories that you want to know about, and we're going to give them to you, DJ Automatic.
You might want to think twice before trying to pry your kids away from the video games. A new study claims that high video scores can actually lead to better academic grades.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that makes sense to me as an avid gamer.
Yeah, the study followed thousands of kids over 2 years and discovered that those who play more than an hour of video games a day had a higher IQ and higher grades. For what it's worth, the study also says that social media scrolling had no effect on intelligence whatsoever. I mean, letting your kids play video games and be on social media is not hurting them.
An hour is cool, but I know some parents say their kids want to be on there all day.
Well, I think there's a big difference between the people that get on the games and stay on them all night like Anthony does.
From six at night till
six in the morning.
I'll say this, too. There has to be another study done about the amount of profanity that is used and raised after playing games. Now I could curse like a champ. I'd never be able to...
I offered to
get Otto a PS5 and hook up the studio. He's like, no. And I said, why? He's like, because I'll never leave the studio.
Oh.
So you also have
I know myself because obviously I play video games my entire life, but I'm the guy that can't just play for 1 hour. If I start, I'm going to play for nine hours.
We went to a friend's house and they had GTA. 14 hours later, I was like, get off! Stop!
Well, Automatic should not be playing that as a grown man, but these young kids, yes, please play more GTA, get better grades in school. That's how it works. It goes hand in hand. All right. Yo, well, they might be a little tired in the morning, so they might need to set a few alarm clocks, but they're not unlike anybody else. In case you missed it, a new study shows that Americans set an average of 4 alarm clocks to wake up in the morning. Is that you, Dana Cortez?
She does like 40.
Really?
I do all morning. It reminds me, first of all, to wake up. And then
every 8 minutes, the alarm goes off. It's so annoying.
I have to know, okay, you've got this much time. You've got this. It's just me.
How about just look at your phone?
No. That's.
What about you, Automatic? Do you set multiple alarms?
I don't need one. My wife is my alarm.
What? That's how it works, dude.
Yeah, she sets, I'm not kidding, legit 20 alarms every morning.
But here's the horrible part. If I don't set an alarm, he's late. He's like, oh my God.
No, that's not true. I wake up on my own nine out of ten times.
I have a two alarm system. I have one and about 15 minutes apart, and then I hit a snooze button for 8 minutes, and then I'm usually good to go.
That's a lot, dude.
Basically 30 minutes of extra sleep.
It is, right there. And then sometimes on the weekend, my dog has to lick me to be like, hey, take me out, fool.
Let me tell you the worst thing is my daughter has picked up on Dana's habit, so my house just sounds like... It's like constantly going.
Oh, man, multiple iPhone alarms. That's annoying.
It's so annoying.
All right, so in case you missed it, if you drink your coffee first thing in the morning, it is a bad thing. Research published in Psychosomatic Medicine demonstrated that caffeine had an effect on participants' cortisol levels. So you must wait at least 1 hour after waking up before consuming your cafecito. Cortisol is the hormone most associated with stress. It's usually highest in the mornings. It needs to level off. Regular intake early can actually impact cortisol in day-to-day functioning. 1 hour at least, and drink water first thing before coffee.
First thing I do every morning is drink a full glass of water. And then I don't touch my coffee probably till about an hour and a half, 2 hours after I've been up.
Or probably 2 hours after we wake up, because I wake up early to make a pot.
You should touch it an hour before Automatic, because you're grumpy sometimes, dude. So you should cut it down to an hour, bud.
You're the exception to the rule. Because honestly, what it's saying is because the cortisol can make us more stressed out and fat. That's the end result if we
more
do
more alarm clocks, more video games, less coffee. That's the hard-hitting news today.
At Dana Cortez on Instagram. I'll share the study with you. Shoot me a DM.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, we were talking about women making a lot more money than men now because one in five millennial men say they could not handle a wife who makes more money than them. Well, DJ Automatic is going to break down how do you date a person who makes a lot more money than you. I was looking to two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment hosted by myself, Anthony A, and my scum padre, sir, DJ Automatic. Automatic, when you and Dana Cortez, host of Dana Cortez Show, also your wife, got together, if you don't mind me asking, did you make more money than her?
Or at the time, I made more money than her.
Oh.
And then she started making more money than me, and then I wifed her. No.
And I locked it down. I jumped on it.
No, but I mean, honestly, we've gone back and forth throughout the years.
Okay. Now, when you were making more money than her, did you know she was, like, was she broke? Oh, shoot. Was she broke, dude?
She was pushing an Accord.
Oh, no. I mean, like Java Accords.
Shout out to Accord, but this was a 90s Accord.
Yeah, this sounded like this one had like maybe what, closer to like 150,000 miles on it?
250.
Oh, damn, my son. God.
Yeah, so we were always in my car. Let's put it that way.
All right. And that didn't impact anything, right?
No, of course not. I mean, I liked her for who she was.
Oh, dude, hot chicks and ugly cars.
Guys, when you
wipe
see that.
Wipe those ones up. All right.
Even if you see her at the stoplight, you might want to spit some game because those are the ones that just
humble,
the ones
dude.
That get away. Yes.
All right, Automatic. But then, you know, like I said, you guys throughout your marriage, you guys have had back and forth where there's been years where she's up, you're up, vice versa. But it's a team.
But now, yeah, and now we own our own company, we own the show, and so it's every like I feel like once you get married, everything goes into the same pot.
Got it. And I am in my relationship the rich and poor one
because you're the I'm only one in the relationship.
Damn, son.
So I found a list of what you're supposed to do if you're going to date somebody who makes more money than you. And I feel like this can go either way. It can go for men or women, but we're specifically talking to the homies here.
Let's do it.
The first thing you got to do is be honest with the woman about your insecurities. Just be honest that, hey, you make more money than me. It kind of bothers me. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
And
okay.
Just let her know that you're not going to be able to take her to all the fancy, you know, dinners, buy her maybe all the purses, all that kind of stuff, and just be outright honest about it.
Honest about everything in that approach, too, right? Just let her know. I ain't got it, but hey, if you want to go have fun at this happy hour, they got $3 Bud Lights while the game's on.
Exactly.
Come on, we can
and
do this.
That leads me perfectly into the next one. Stay manly.
Let's go.
Just because you don't make as much money doesn't mean you're less of a man. Money doesn't make you a man.
It's so easy to be a poor single man.
It's hard to find a date, though.
It is hard to date, dude. I'll take that into what it is, too. If you're too broke to date, then you should not be worrying about women, homies.
Well, I don't know about
no?
that.
No? Okay.
And the last one, though, is don't settle for less. Just because she makes a certain amount of money doesn't mean she can treat you like you're less than she is. And that goes with, you know, men with women, too, though.
Okay.
Just because you're making more money doesn't mean that other person is lesser than or doesn't have as much say in the relationship.
You make 3 times what I make. You can talk to me however you want.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I love the whole podcast, obviously, but I got to talk about the grandparents suing. They're not even grandparents.
Yeah, you can't call them grandparents.
Their parents suing their son.
They
want to
be grandparents.
Like, yes. $650,000. They sent him to pilot school, paid for the wedding. It must have been a very lavish affair. And they're like, put into work.
Yeah,
we want
dude.
Our grandbabies.
You constantly hear of like, oh, I could never repay my parents for what they did. And this one guy has a clear opportunity to do that.
Just
and he couldn't
give
even
them
do it.
Grandbaby.
Come on, dude.
Hey, but a lot of people today are choosing not to have kids. How many times have we had this conversation?
Well, this guy better get over his selfish ways. Yeah. He's going to pay $650,000 to his parents, okay?
I mean, and these grandparents are offering to take care of the baby.
Bro.
I can't get my mom to watch any of my kids. Come on.
She literally charges us.
All right, more of the podcast now.